reading from Matthew chapter 13, verses 44 to 52. Matthew 13, 44 to 52. And of course, this is the very word of God. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid, and for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet that was cast into the sea and gathered some of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to shore, and they sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but threw the bad away. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come forth, separate the wicked from among the just, and cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Jesus said to them, "Have you understood all these things?" They said to him, "Yes, Lord." Then he said to them, "Remember, every scribe instructed concerning the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out of his treasure things new and old."
Thank you, Jim. And the Lord always adds this blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word. Shall we pray together? Our Father, we thank you for your word, which truly is a treasure to us. And Lord, a storehouse of your truth. And a treasure, Lord, that the word of God says is like a honeycomb and sweet and desiring. And I pray that out of your word, out of your storehouse this morning, you would draw out and reveal to us new treasures and discoveries, both new and old, in the vastness of your truth and your wonder and your glory. And so, Lord, open your word to us this morning. May we make new and fresh discoveries of your greatness, of your glory, and of your love. We ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. If I would ask you, what would be some of the greatest discoveries ever made, or what would you say? Some of the greatest discoveries of all time. Have you ever been on like a treasure hunt or a scavenger hunt and going out and making discoveries or looking for things? And discovery is when you're finding something that was always existed, but you didn't know it existed. It was a mystery before. And discovering, uncovering something that was maybe previously hidden or not revealed. And you discover it, and it's like, wow, something new. Some of the greatest discoveries of all time, perhaps, that have changed us and have changed history because of these things that were discovered over the years. First, fire. When man discovered fire, that changed things for them. For us, able to cook and heat, that was a big discovery. When gravity was discovered by Sir Isaac Newton, that was a big discovery that changed a lot. I mean, it always existed. God had put the law of gravity in since creation, but it was discovered. That was a life-changing decision. DNA, the discovery of DNA, a major change in decision. And if you were here on Truth Project and we talked about all that goes on in one strand of DNA, it's amazing. But that was a discovery that has changed history. And gravity, electricity. Discovery of electricity. Again, we look how much we take for granted and use electricity every day. That's something that was discovered and changed our life. Always here, but not known. It was hidden, revealed before. Discovery of the atom. And boy, did that change history. Whenever we discovered the atom and how that could be harnessed and the power within a nuclear reactions. And the discovery of germs. Prior to the discovery of germs, people got sick and didn't know why and weren't able to treat it. But whenever they were discovered, germs that made people sick, that was a life-changing discovery. And from the discovery of germs came the discovery of antibiotics. When discovered penicillin and all the antibiotics that came out of that, they were able to treat the germs and the illnesses that we have. Discovery of deep space. And with the Hubble telescope and others, looking into the deepest parts of space before not being able to be seen, and making new discoveries and of what God has revealed and what God has placed there at the creation of the world. That other, we can be lost. I can be lost in the discoveries of just looking out in space at night and just in the wonder and the majesty. Another great discovery is Christopher Columbus discovering the New World. What would have happened if he wouldn't discovered America and we wouldn't have been here? Another big discovery that changed history. All these things changed history. Great discoveries that have been made over the years of what has happened and changed. Another one that changed history, the Dead Sea Scrolls. The discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls by a boy, a Bedouin boy in the 40s, who was fishing and he threw with a clay pot and he broke it and discovered the treasure of God's word that had been preserved there for years in exact truth. A lot of great discoveries have been made over the years. But perhaps the greatest is the discoveries that we make through the Lord. The discoveries we make through his word and by seeking him. And becoming and knowing, revealing more about who he is and understanding our Lord in greater ways as he has revealed himself to us and the vast treasure that he is. Is there anybody here besides Kim and I that like to go on treasure hunts? That like to go on scavenger hunts and are in for adventure and like that kind of stuff and try to discover and find new things and try to find where these treasures may be buried? Well, the Lord has given us vast treasure in his word. And this morning we want to look at three of the greatest discoveries as we bring this conclusion, this parable's conclusion this morning done. We had looked throughout the summer months at all the stories Jesus told. And our Lord was a master teacher in taking these simple objects and simple stories and weaving into them deep spiritual truths so that we could make spiritual discoveries. And remember, we've seen as we began this that the reason why Jesus spoke in parables was so that the truth could be concealed from those that didn't understand it, from those that really weren't seeking him, and for those that didn't have hearts after his, it would be a mystery to them. It would be concealed and hidden. But for those of us that know him, we can undermine and open that up and unlock the deeper mystery and truth and discoveries that the Lord is trying to reveal. And this morning, as Jim read the scripture, there's three parables that Jesus told in succession that were very short, that as we bring this to a conclusion, reveal to us some deep discoveries and truth that the Lord wants us to have. The first is the parable of the hidden treasure. We see that in verse 44. And there Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like finding a treasure. That a man was digging in somebody's field, and you wonder, Jesus said he was out digging in somebody else's field. It kind of reminds me of you walking along the beach, those people that get those metal detectors. You ever see those people go around the metal detectors on other people's property, and they're looking for treasure buried underneath? They said this guy found it in someone else's property, and he went and hid it again, sold everything he had so that he could buy that field because it was a great treasure there. So he could take it under his possession. And that's the first story Jesus told. The treasure deep in the word of God that we learn from him. So the first discovery that we make, that we see in from that first parable, is a discovery of great value. The Lord wants us to realize how valuable he is and how valuable you are to him. The first parable and the parable of the hidden treasure, the emphasis is on the treasure that was hidden in the field. And Jesus said, it's like finding a treasure of great worth. And it was buried in the field. Nobody knew it was there in this man's field. He found it. And everything he had, he sold it because that treasure was worth more. And he thought, if I can buy the land, I can get the treasure with it. And then I'll possess it, knowing that nothing else was as valuable as that treasure has found. We don't know what it was, but we know it was a treasure of great value, so valuable that nothing else could compare to it in its worth. Jesus is teaching us in his first parable that he is the treasure that we seek. That he is more valuable than anything else. Nothing else in this earth comes close in value to him. And our goal and our life goal as believers should be to seek after him first and foremost. Seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness. And when we do, everything else will be taken care of for us as well. But nothing else compares to Jesus. Do you believe that? He is of greatest value and worth. And he should be the treasure that we're seeking. And the Bible, Jesus said, where our treasure is where our heart will be too. And if we value the Lord as the greatest treasure, our heart will be seeking after him. Seeking him above anything else. Nothing compares to knowing Christ, and nothing compares to his glory and his greatness. He is the treasure that was lied buried in the field, seeking him above everything else. So how does that apply to our life? What does it mean? How do we seek him? Well, we seek him through worship like this, but we seek him through prayer. We seek him through times alone with him. We seek him through his word, which is the vast treasure, which we'll get to a little bit later. But through his word, we seek him. We seek him through fellowship. Many different ways, but taking that time to seeking after God. Knowing him more deeply and more intimately. And discovering the hidden treasure of our Lord. And we know we can spend a lifetime seeking God more deeply every day, and we could never get to the vastness of understanding the great glory that he is. Because he is so, the wonder of our Lord is so deep in his majesty, we could spend a lifetime seeking him more deeply and still not understand the Lord as deeply as we ever could until we get to heaven. Because of his glory and grace, he is nothing can compare to him. So he is a treasure that we seek. From the second parable, we see that we are the pearl that he redeemed. Jesus then tells a second story in verses 45. If we're talking about the great discovery of value, and the first value we see the Lord, the value of him. Here the second one, we see the value that we are to him. In the second parable, Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for a fine pearl. And when he found it of the one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. Now, I always understood this parable different till this week the Lord revealed something new to me. And I had one of those hidden treasures revealed to me this week. Every time I read this story in this parable, I always thought the emphasis was on the pearl of great price. And I thought, well, this parable was just the same as the first one, that the value is the pearl of great price and it's seeking the pearl. And I always thought of the Lord being the pearl of great price. And that's how I always thought of this. But the Lord showed me something different this week. And the emphasis in the second parable is not on the pearl, but it's on who. The kingdom of heaven is like who? A merchant. The emphasis on the second parable is the merchant, the seller, who is looking for what? He's looking for a pearl. And the merchant in this story, it's like he is looking for, he's a trader in jewelry. And he's looking for the best pearl that he can find so that he can sell that and make a good profit off of it. And so he's looking for that pearl that is more valuable and more precious than any other so that he can possess it, so that he can sell that and make money. The merchant looking for a pearl, and that word fine means beautiful, excellent, choice, surpassing all others, and precious. It's a pearl that's precious, a choice pearl, one that was more excellent than all the others. Now, when we were on our honeymoon, and that was a long time ago, Kim and I, 32 years in this October, we went to Disney World. And in Disney World, we went to Epcot the one day, and went to World Showcase, and we were going around World Showcase. We always said we went around the world on our honeymoon. We went from Canada all the way around to, well, Mexico, I guess all the countries. But we got into Japan, If you're gone through Japan, and if you've ever been to Disney World at Epcot, they can do this. They have what's called Pick a Pearl. And they had all these oysters on this, keeping them cool on this shelf thing. And you could pick a pearl, an oyster, and then they would open it for you. And then they would take out the pearl, and then they would tell you the quality of it, and they could make it into jewelry. And so I said, Kim, you want to do that for our honeymoon? She said, yeah. So she went, and they had them all laid out, and she said, I want this one. And she picked a pearl, and they opened it up. And I still remember the Japanese. They said, ooh, that's a beautiful one. It's black. That's a beautiful one. And she picked that pearl, and then they mounted it for her. And that's what Jesus is saying, that the merchant was looking for that pearl of great beauty for his own, that he was going to pick for his own. And I always thought the emphasis was on the pearl here, but it's on the merchant. And so what we learn from this is that we are the pearl that the merchant is looking for. As we think about the great value here, what this story is teaching us is that we are the pearl that Jesus was looking for and paid the great price for on the cross. He is the one, it says, that the merchant gave up everything, and when he found that one of great value, he went away and sold everything and bought it. Jesus, looking down through heaven, saw you, a pearl of great price to him, someone who was so precious and valuable to him that he left heaven, gave up everything, gave his life on the cross so that he could possess you as his very own treasure. Isn't that wonderful? That's the value that you are to him. The pearl. The Lord looks at you as a pearl of great price that he paid dearly for so that he could possess you as his treasured possession belonging to him. You are God's treasured possession. So we discover here a discovery of great value, that our Lord is greater than anything, and nothing compares to him, and we need to seek him above all else. But secondly, you are treasured by God, and the Lord purchased you with his blood so that he could be his treasured possession. You are the pearl of great price. And boy, that just gave it a whole different meaning to me, because I always thought Jesus was the pearl of great price, but you and I are the one that the merchant was looking for, who was Jesus, who redeemed with his own blood. So a discovery of great value. The second discovery we see is a discovery of great separation. Jesus then tells another parable. He says, the kingdom of heaven, here it's a fishing story. He said, in those days when they would go fishing, they didn't use a fishing pole. They would use a net. And they would throw it into the water from the side of the boat, and it cast this big net into the water. And it would go down. They called it a drag net. They would drag it across the bottom. And then they would pull it back up, and it would be full of fish. And that was how they would fish in those days. And Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is like this big net that's thrown into the water. And when it's full of fish, it's pulled back up again. And then the fisherman sits there and starts sorting out, this is a good fish, this is a bad fish, this is a good fish, this is a bad fish, and throws all the bad fish away and keeps all the good fish that he could either sell or eat. And that's what the story Jesus was talking about here in this parable, saying that there is a great separation coming. And when is that separation coming? Jesus says when the net is full. He said, notice when the net was full, it was pulled up. Here, this parable is talking about the end of the age. And it's going to talk about the day when Jesus returns. And that's what this parable is focused on. And when the net is full means in the fullness of time. When time comes to its fulfillment. When God's plan comes to that end fruition. He's going to pull that net up, and there's going to be a final day of judgment. And there will be a final separation. And we've seen this talked about before in the parable of the weeds. And the weeds and the wheat, remember, when they were both growing together. And then whenever they said, Lord said, let them grow together until the final day of separation, then they'll be separated then. And this parable is kind of saying the same thing. That when the net is full, when that time of completion, there will be a separation between those who are good, those who are not, those who are saved, those who are lost. And so in that time, this is a time as we are to be fishers of men, and we are to be seeking to help others to come to know Christ as well. So there'll be a separation when the net is full and when the judgment is final. Notice he says here, the net will be pulled up, and this is how it will be, verse 49, this is how it will be in the end of the age when the angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Turn with me to chapter 25 of this book, Matthew 25, verse 31. Jesus, again talking about this same kind of picture and about this final separation, says in verse 31 of chapter 25, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory, and the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people from one another as a shepherd separates sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. There is coming a final day of separation when those who are saved will be taken into in the presence of the Lord forever, and those who do not know the Lord will be cast into outer darkness. In these days of grace, God has given us the opportunity to share and to share with others so that they can come to know him. So we have discovery of great value, a discovery of a great separation, but third, a discovery of a great treasure. Because we are on that treasure hunt wanting to know the Lord deeper. And we see and we discover that through the treasure that the Lord has left us. And that is the treasure of his word. Look what Jesus says as he closes all these parables. And we've looked at all these parables and all the stories he's given us so we can understand him better. He then said to his disciples after telling them these three, have you understood all these things? And they said, yes. Now, do you think they really did? I don't think they really understood what Jesus was trying to teach them, but they said, yes, we have. So Jesus said, therefore, every teacher of the law who has been instructed about the kingdom of heaven is like an owner of a house who brings out of his storeroom new treasures from old. He closes with one final parable here and saying that the great discovery of great treasure is through the word of God. He wants us the treasure, discover his hidden treasure, deepest truths that he has lied buried in his word, where he reveals more of himself through his word as he's given it to us so we can understand and know him better. And Isaiah chapter 45 verse 3 says, I will give you hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord who summons you by my name. So he has buried in his word and given deep truths for us and hid treasures and nuggets of truth buried in his word, new and old, that he wants us to discover, that he has left here for us. And we are to seek to know his word and understand it better. That's real buried treasure. You know, people go on these treasure hunts and they look for all kinds, and the movie story Treasure Island, when they're looking for the treasure and looking for all kinds of treasure, but this is real buried treasure. The treasure that God has buried deep in his word for you and I. To discover deeper. And he wants us to go that journey of discovery and to know and understand our Lord better. There is a treasure buried in God's word, but those who only scratch the surface will never find it. You know, and if your contact with God's word is on Sunday morning or a couple verses here and there, and we just scratch the surface, we'll never find the buried truth that's deeper for us. The great discoveries that God has buried there that he wants to reveal, the treasures that he wants to give to us through his word. For us, so how do we do that? We discover great treasures when we see how the pieces fit together. Jesus said to his disciples here, after telling them these stories, he said, have you understood all these things? Now that word understand means to see how the pieces fit together. And the word treasure, as I looked that up, is the where we get our word theosis from. And you know what a theosis is used for? Theorsis is if you're writing a paper and you want to know what one word means, and you have one word, and what's another word that can kind of mean the same thing? And so you go to a theorsis to help you discover that. And it's a means. It's the word treasure is that word. It's a means a place in which good or precious things are collected and stored up. And that's really what a treasure is, where good things are stored together so we can discover them. And God has put good truth in his word as a treasure for us to discover him. And that word understand, when he says, have you understood, that means, the word means to literally to put together or to comprehend or perceive. The word literally means collecting pieces of a puzzle and putting them all together. And if you like to work on a puzzle, you have all your pieces spread out and you're putting your puzzle pieces together. And it doesn't make sense. The picture doesn't make sense until all the pieces come together. And when they do, you can see, ah, I see now what it is. I understand what that is. I get it now because all the pieces are in place. And that's what the discovery here means, how when we understand how God puts all the pieces together of his plan, of his word, of what he's doing in our life, when we get new insight, oh yeah, I get it now. I see that. I didn't get it before. The pieces are coming in place. That word hidden means to hide, or conceal. I know many people love to watch Wheel of Fortune. Anybody here like to watch Wheel of Fortune? And if you're watching Wheel of Fortune and they put the puzzle up there and you're trying to figure out and make sense of what are the letters are as they're calling their letters out, and you find it, ah, when you figure out what the puzzle is, you say, I got it. I see it. It makes sense to me. I understand. This past week, when I went to see Jane down at Paramount, she was there waiting for this activity, and she said, we're going to be going to a lemonade social. You want to come with me? I said, okay. And at this lemonade social, they were playing Hangman. And so all the ladies were sitting around the table, and the activities director was writing these words up there, and they would give a category, then you have to write the word, and they would go around the table, and each of the ladies would give an answer, a letter, to try to guess it. The one, she put this category up there, and she put all the letters, and I said, I know it. And all the ladies said, you do not. I said, yes, I do. I said, I know it. And they're all trying to figure it out, and they couldn't figure it out. And then after they understood, they said, ah, now we get it. And that's what the word comprehend here, Jesus saying, do you understand these things? Can you see how it begins to fit together? How my plan, my word, it begins to fit together and apply to your life? It's like, have you ever had a time where you're reading the scripture or hear a message and aha moment comes on? You have like an aha moment, like, wow, I've never seen that before. I didn't realize that. That's a new truth. The light comes on and said, man, I didn't understand that before. Something new. That's the great discoveries that God has in his treasure for us, that he wants us to seek and have more of those aha moments where the light comes on and said, wow, I get it now. I see how the pieces fit together. I see what God's plan is. Wow, this is wonderful. It's a new discovery. It was there all along, but it was hidden. It was concealed. But as we open up the treasure and go deeper and see how those pieces fit together, and that doesn't happen when we scratch the surface. It takes in-depth study. And the more we get deeper into God's word, the more precious truth we're going to discover about him and about what he does in our life. So when we see how the pieces fit together, we discover more of the treasure. We also do when we walk the path of discipleship. Jesus then said, have you understood these things? They said, yeah. I don't know if they really did, but they said they did. It's obvious that the disciples wrote later on that they didn't even understand. Jesus told them three times that he was going to be crucified and killed, and they didn't understand that. It wasn't until later, when the resurrection and the Holy Spirit, then they saw it all fit together. But then he said to them, therefore, every teacher of the law who has been instructed about the kingdom is like an owner of the house who brings out of his storeroom new treasures as well as old. That word for instruction as I was looking at that this week is the word disciple. It's the word from which we get the word disciple. And what Jesus is saying is when we are instructed, when we grow in discipleship, we realize that the Lord, who is the owner of the house, has put in his storehouse right here deep truths of both old things that we already knew and new treasure, something new about himself we just discovered that he wants to reveal to us. And when we walk the path of discipleship, when we grow and learn more about Jesus and continue to grow in our faith, we discover new and deep insights about the Lord we never knew. And our faith continues to grow. We make new discoveries. Jesus has called all of us to walk that path of discipleship. That's becoming more and more like Jesus. That's growing in our faith. That's knowing Jesus better. And it's a continual lifelong of being a learner of God, of growing in his word, of becoming. And it's not something that just happens. It's we got to walk that path. And how do we do that? How do we walk the path of discipleship? We must read the Bible like digging for buried treasure. And how do we do that? We follow the map. If you're looking for a treasure, you got to have a treasure map. And the treasure map always says X marks the spot. And I love the movie, Kim and I love the movie, National Treasure. Has anybody ever seen it? And on the back of the Declaration of Independence is the treasure map that they're trying to find. And they follow all the clues and to find the treasure map to get to it at the end. It's a great movie. But when you follow the map that God has laid out for us, it leads us to deeper treasures about himself that he is revealing. Following the map and dig deep. Because once you find out where the X is and you mark the spot, you got to dig for the treasure. If you just walk over, you're not going to dig. You got to dig and get down deeper. And sometimes it takes work for us to dig down deeper into God's word. You say, how do I do that? Well, anybody here have one of these things? No, Chad, you don't. Okay. If you have one of these things, you can go on here. You can load an app called Bible, Blue Letter Bible. On there, you can look up any Bible verse. If there's any theme, you're going to study a word, type the word, it will bring it right to you. It will tell you how many verses there are every time that's used in the Bible. You can click on that verse and it will take you to the Greek and the Hebrew word. You can understand. It tells you what it means in deep. There's access and there's ways now that we can dig deeper into God's word and get to know the mind, the deeper truths of him. It just applies to work. And that's what being a committed disciple is. We got to dig. If we don't want to know and find those precious treasures that God has buried and hidden in his word, we have to look for them. We got to go on that treasure hunt. We got to dig and follow the map he's given us. But how we do that is to realize it's a great treasure and apply it as our life. And he says, when we do that, we will find in the storehouse, here in the storehouse, new treasures as well as old. The old things we already knew, but many new discoveries that we haven't seen before. So seek and you will find God's treasure. So I challenge you this morning, go on a kingdom of heaven treasure hunt. Make new discoveries. Realize that the great value of our Lord, that he is worth more than anything else. Nothing we can ever seek compares to him. And how valuable you are to him, the great value that you are to him, that you are that pearl of great price that he redeemed and paid the price to redeem. And realize that there is a time of great separation, but great discovery as we make it through his word. So treasure his word and go deeper in it, seeking that lifelong of discovery. The treasure mining deeper. That was why God gave us his word. That was why he gave us these stories through parables so that we could understand, lie within those, the hidden truth of what he wants us to know and how to live for him. So as believers and disciples of Christ, our life should always be on that journey of discovery, on that scavenger hunt, treasure hunt to know God better, to know His Word better, and to dig deeper to find those things that are hidden so that we can discover more about Him and His truth in our life. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank You for that You are a God of discovery and creativity. Lord, that You created this world and put within it so many treasures. And we can spend all that time discovering new things about Your creation and new things about You and Your Word that is like a storehouse of great treasure and worth that You've buried there for us, that You want us to dig deep into to get to know You better and to get to know and find those treasures that You've buried in Your Word for us. And Lord, bring us to that point where we have that aha moment, where we see how the pieces fit together and we understand and comprehend, that's what Your plan is. That's what You were doing. That's why You said that. So Lord, may we have that spirit of adventure and discovery in Your Word and with You and seeking You above all else, because nothing else compares to You. And You are the treasure that we seek. And we thank You, Lord, that You sought us, that we were that pearl of great price that You redeemed and gave Your life for and shed Your blood and paid that high price so that You could possess us as Your treasured possession. So we thank You for the great worth and value that You've placed on us. And You are of greater value and worth than anything else. So our heart's desire, Lord, is seeking after You above all. But Lord, also, may we have that spirit of discovery in Your Word, which is a vast treasure, discovering more of You through Your Word so that we can grow deeper in that relationship and behold Your wonder and glory and majesty in new ways, that we are always amazed at who You are and at what You've done for us. So thank You, Lord, through Your Word and for Your Son, Jesus, and the great things that You've done for us. And Lord, we thank You for what You've taught us and what You are yet to reveal to us through Your Word as we spend time with You. And we ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.